This is the Bates Bobcast, our weekly podcast about the week that was in Bates Athletics. My name is Aaron Morris, and this week we're looking back on some key wins over NESCAC foes Bowdoin and Hamilton for the baseball and lacrosse teams. Plus, it's time to preview the spring season for women's golf. That's coming up on the Bates Bobcast. The Bates baseball team had a huge week, improving to 15-3 and 4-2 in NESCAC play. First, the Bobcats demolished the University of Maine at Farmington by a score of 34-7 on Wednesday, and they followed that up with a three-game sweep of Bowdoin over the weekend. On Friday, senior John Tully delivered another strong performance in a 5-3 win for Bates in Brunswick. Then the Bobcats won both games of Saturday's doubleheader at Leahy Field. Game one was a nail-biter as Bates prevailed 2-1. Then they ran away with a 10-1 victory in game two. Sophomore Charlie Bushley made his second collegiate start on Saturday and tossed a complete game, allowing just one run, unearned, on three hits in the game one victory. And he is our male Bobcat of the week. Well, Charlie, I mean, your second collegiate start, complete game there against Bowdoin. Tell me a little bit about what was clicking for you the most out there on the mound Saturday.
I mean, yeah, it was, it's awesome, like having a great defense behind you that you can trust. So I think getting ahead of the batters and throwing strikes and letting them hit the ball so the defense can make the plays was really key. I think one of the things I need to work on the most is limiting my walks and the free bases I give up. So, I mean, I think that was proof that if you throw strikes and let them hit it, you know, they'll find their way out.
And adjusting to being a starting pitcher from being a relief pitcher, because you hadn't started till that Trinity game. So this is obviously a big adjustment after being a reliever the past year plus. I don't know about high school, but tell me a little bit about this switch for you.
Yeah, no. So I've been a reliever pretty much my entire life. Yeah. High school, I was a reliever. Last year, I was a reliever. And then over this past summer, I got some experience starting. And then, you know, I came into Bates this year, you know, and I really wanted that starting role. So I started having, like, longer relief appearances. And then finally the opportunity came to get a start. Trinity, you know, that was not the best start. But, you know, getting another opportunity against Bowdoin was great. So I was ready for it. I was excited. And, yeah, just a great series.
What do you think changed for you from one start to the other? What adjustments did you make, perhaps?
I think confidence and knowing that I'm good enough to do this, you know, like not doubting myself and then just trusting myself, you know, I'm here for a reason. And then realizing that last week, I think I beat myself a little bit and, you know, just playing my game and my style of pitching.
And when it's a 7-inning game like that, that's got to be a good feeling for a starting pitcher, I think, right? Because you feel like I can go the distance here because I can really give maybe more effort than I normally would to try to conserve myself for a longer game, perhaps.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's a very different game. It's like every run means a lot more because there's two less innings you have to play. So, I mean, when Margulov hit that double, I forget what inning it was in, but like it was just a huge confidence booster and gave me the extra energy to, you know, like we got this, you know, it's like we can get this series win right here. But yeah, no, it's a different game, but it's just so much fun.
And your game was 2-1, so it was a nail biter.
Yes.
What's it like pitching a nail biter? Do you enjoy that?
I do. Yeah. I mean, I'm a guy who thrives off of adrenaline.
Yeah.
So, you know, when it's high intensity, close game, you know, I really try and use that. So I think it definitely helped me.
And you're a sophomore now, but tell me when you're Boston College High School. Tell me when you're looking at colleges, what made Bates the place for you?
Yeah, so I think, like, the combination of academics and athletics, there's also kind of, like, a pipeline of BC High guys to come here. So Chris McGrail and Luke Linehan, both BC High grads and Bates grads now. So I talked to them a lot during my recruiting process. So they helped me make the choice here. And then, you know, meeting Coach Martin, Coach LaFlame, Plummer, you know, I was like, wow, this is a pretty cool place. And then, like, the community amongst the team, like, it's a great group. Everybody's super close. And I think going to a school where you know a lot of people is really cool. I don't really see myself at, like, a big university kind of where you're walking around the dining hall and don't know anybody. You know, like, I think kind of being here and just seeing familiar faces all the time is pretty neat.
And you mentioned, pipeline here to Bates, but BC High School obviously sends people to other schools as well, including Bowdoin, because you faced one of your high school teammates on Saturday. What was that experience like?
It was pretty exciting. I saw him. He played yesterday. He played on Friday.
Yeah.
And I didn't see his name in the starting lineup for the first game Saturday, so I was like, I won't get to face him. But then they pinch hit for him in the last inning, and I was like, wow, like this is pretty cool. You know, it was like a full circle moment. And he caught me in high school, so he's seen me before. He's pretty familiar with my pitching style, but I was able to get him to ground out. So it's fun.
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of fun, I mean, the team is off to such a great start this year. Just overall, what's it been like, having this success? I mean, 15-3, 4-2 in NESCAC, really great start.
Yeah, it's so much fun. I think we have a really great culture going right now. There's an intensity, there's a drive to win and to constantly get better. And, I think it's paying off. It's super exciting. Our offense is unbelievable right now. They're hitting the crap out of the ball. And 34 runs against Farmington is ridiculous.
Yes.
And having them, to have your back, especially like if you don't have the best inning or the best game, knowing that they can pick you up. It just shows that it's a team effort. So, baseball's a long game, it's a team game, and you're never out until, the final out's recorded. So having that is always a confidence booster.
I'm not sure if Farmington will want to come here anymore. Last year, a combined no-hitter. This year, 34-7. And Alex, you got to watch that. Fortunato, two home runs and one inning as senior. The team was just going nuts for him, as they should. But tell me a little bit about how special it is to see someone who maybe doesn't get a chance to play all that often have such a highlight moment, right?
It was awesome. I was in the pen when it happened, and as soon as the ball left his bat, I was like, there's no way. And then once he went over the fence, it was just pure joy, just genuine excitement for him for getting his moment. And then to do it again, like a grand slam. I mean, that's awesome. That's insane. So I was so happy for him. It's really cool to watch that. You're just like, you're just so genuinely happy for the guy.
Does he do that in batting practice?
He's got some pop. Yeah. think he can definitely swing it. Yeah. I knew he could do it, and then he finally did. And I think everybody on the team knew he had it in him as well. And so when he finally connected and it went, it was just awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. And looking at the schedule this week, we have a midweek game against Husson, 3:30 Wednesday here at Leahy Field, and then home Friday, and then on the road at Colby. The Mules, obviously, another in-state rival. What are you guys' thoughts on this weekend coming up?
It's a big weekend. We are excited. We are ready. Hopefully we take care of business against Husson, and then Colby Friday at home. We're going to need the Leahy faithful there to help us out. But then, Saturday, it's going to be a doubleheader there. They have a good field. It's a fun place to play. But I think we're very confident that we can win.
Excellent. Well, any other thoughts you wanted to share on the season so far we haven't got to talk about yet?
I think it's just been fun, It's just really cool to be winning and to be like trusting ourselves and playing our game. I think Coach Martin has been great. He's been really allowing the players to be themselves and to to push us to be the best we can be. So, having his trust, his confidence really helps. So I think the team is really thriving off.
Excellent. Charlie Bushley is our male Bobcat of the week. Complete game Saturday in a 2-1 win over Bowdoin as the Bobcats swept the 3-game series there against the Polar Bears. Again, home Wednesday at 3:30 against Husson, Friday at 3 against Colby. Thanks so much.
Of course. Thank you.
The women's lacrosse team also beat Bowdoin last week, and the Bobcats did it in dramatic fashion Wednesday in Brunswick. Senior Lauren Wong scored the game-winning goal in overtime, her career-high fifth tally of the night, as the Bobcats won 13-12. Then on Saturday, Bates won another close contest, beating Hamilton on a late free position goal from Caroline Keating by a count of 12-11. Wong added two goals and an assist in the Hamilton contest, and she is our female Bobcat of the week. Well, Lauren, what a week for the Bobcats. Huge wins over Bowdoin and Hamilton. And let's start with the overtime win against the Polar Bears. You had the game tying and game-winning goals. Take us through those dramatic moments. Have you ever had a game winner in overtime in your career?
No, I never have before. That was my first time. It was incredible. I think that game in general was just an overall team win. We really executed on the little things, and I think that's what got us that win.
And then on the road, obviously never an easy place to get a victory. So, I mean, what was the key to going there and beating a Bowen team that Bates hadn't beaten in about a decade?
Yeah. I mean, again, like I said, I think we really just focused on the little things that we could do. And we like to take things increments at a time. So, like, focusing on the first minute and going from there. And I think overall just working as a team and working as a family is really what got us that.
Break down your overtime winner. Take us through that play.
Yeah. So, first of all, I was like so stressed out, but then we won the draw. It was an amazing draw by Caroline Keating. We won it. And then we sort of had possession of the ball. The ball at one point got flown over to the restraining line. It was an amazing play by Claire McGeever and Megan Peters, and they won the ground ball again. So we got possession. Coach called a timeout, and she drew out a play. So where I had the ball right crease, and then we had two double cutters, and I was just driving on that sort of elbow. And I guess, I don't know, Grace Kasten saw the opening and fed it beautifully to me, and it worked out, yeah.
Excellent. Then you followed up that win over Bowdoin with a home win on senior day, your senior day, along with your classmates. Take us through what was it like having the senior ceremony before the game and then having to lock in and play, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it was such an amazing day. Everyone on the team put such great time and effort into the day. And I think just seeing all 11 of us on the field sort of like made us all lock in, like, wow, like we love each other, like, but we have to like execute on this game and still focus up.
Another nail biter, right?
It came
down to the wire. We talked a little bit off air, but the final goal, it was Caroline Keating who scored on a free position, but not your typical free position. Take us through what happened there.
Yeah, so the play before that, it was sort of like a breakaway. I passed it to Sarah Stav. The goalie sort of came out on her and she fell over, and it was kind of a crazy thing. You don't really see that, a goalie coming out on a player like that. So then the goalie ended up getting the yellow card, got taken out, and Sarah, you know, put her body on the line, took one for the team for that free position, and Caroline Keating kind of executed the goal, and it was great.
No doubt about it. And then what was the celebration like after the win? Because you still had a few seconds left, but after that, it was pretty much over, right?
Yeah, it was incredible. It was a great feeling. Just winning on senior day, it's just no better feeling.
And it's kind of cool, the atmosphere when there's multiple sports going on, like there's baseball across the street. What's that kind of like to have, you know, stuff going on campus, everyone kind of playing at once?
Yeah, right? It's great. I mean, I looked up at the stands, like so many of our families, friends, just like people at Bates, students, just like gathering around. It was great energy.
And then for the team this year, obviously it's Princess Zabel's second year as the head coach. So what are some things, you know, you've noticed as a senior now in her second year? Is she kind of applying maybe different from last year perhaps?
Yeah, I mean, she is an incredible coach. She really knows how to sort of coach us in a way that pushes us to our limits. And she allows us like that creative freedom, at least like on attack and on D, just being able to sort of play to your full capacity, and she really pushes us that way, and also like we have fun doing it, and she really generates that sort of culture.
You've got three regular season games left. You're very much in the mix for an NESCAC tournament spot. Obviously you're at Tufts this Wednesday,
yes.
5 o'clock. They're always a tough opponent. At Conn College on Saturday, and then back home here at Garcelon Field on Wednesday the 15th. I wanted to mention, though, like the earlier this year against Middlebury, I mean, you all were right there with them. I mean, even though they're number one, national champions, all that, how much of a confidence builder was that kind of being right with, on paper, the best team in the country?
Yeah, definitely. I think that was sort of like where we kind of flipped our mind, and we were really playing as a team in that game, and we were like, we can do this. We weren't scared that they were number one in the country. We still played our game. The day before that game, we had like a leadership team bonding exercise on that Friday. And I think that really helped us sort of get to that only 3-point deficit.
And tell us a little bit about your senior class. I mean, what's this group like?
Incredible. I love the senior class has such a special place in my heart. We all sort of came into this program, all 11 of us, freshman year, and we were like, we're going to change this culture around. We're going to change this program around. And I love that all 11 of us kind of stuck through all 4 years. Such hardworking group of people. Like, if I could describe them in one word, it'd just be grit and hard work. I love this group.
And for you, those 5 goals were career high against Bowdoin. So, I mean, you mentioned the team effort. Who are some of the attackers that you work with on offense to open up those opportunities?
Yeah, definitely. Like, Lacey Ravis, incredible to work with. She really keeps her head up and feeds and an incredible driver. Lucy Taylor, an amazing feeder down at the crease. Yeah. Sarah Stav, she's so smart. She always is keeping her hips to the ball and knows exactly like I don't know how she does it. You know, it's incredible. I think everyone attack. I think the unit as a whole is just so creative and works well together.
And Lucy, every year it seems like she has a behind-the-back goal,
oh,
right?
Oh, my God, yeah. She's insane. I love her. Yeah, she always is, you know, hitting some crazy, you know, shot in a different angle.
I have an interesting question about lacrosse just because it might sound ignorant almost, but, like, in men's lacrosse and women's lacrosse, I feel like in men's lacrosse they're often shooting from a much further distance.
Yeah, way further out.
Are the sticks different? Why is that?
I think just sort of they have a lot of padding, you know, helmets. I think they're able to sort of like rip it from that. Mm. Whereas in women's, it's sort of you only have your goggles, you only have your mouth guard. It's sort of more of like a finesse type of shot rather than like a shoot. And there's like shooting space. I don't know if you know that call. It's like you can't shoot it when their defender is right in front of you.
You're not allowed to?
No, it'd be a call on the defender. So Yeah, so you get a free position in that case.
Okay, so you do want to try to, if you're someone's really close to you, you want to try to get a shot.
Yeah, you kind of want to like pump a little bit, but not actually shoot it because then it'd be on you.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Interesting. And so, but in theory, though, you could shoot from distance if there was
if
an opening.
If he was open, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you could.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. I've always wondered about that just because it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting.
Different sport.
Yeah.
As a senior now, you're looking back at your time as a Bobcat, what kind of like really stands out about, you know, your 4 years? What's really that maybe changed from when you first stepped on campus for you till now?
Yeah, I mean, I think just the culture shift overall has been so different. Obviously, like, I loved my team my freshman year as well. But I think that, like, over the years, we've kind of, like, grown so much, like, in terms of our mindset and our growth mindset and just being able to push each other and hold each other accountable. I feel like that's definitely been a huge growth factor within the last 4 years.
Great economics major.
Yes.
Are you starting to think about post-college stuff? What's going on there?
Yeah, luckily I do have a job.
Nice, there you go.
Yeah, it's from my internship over the summer. It's incredible. I'm doing, like, financy stuff. So.
New York City?
No, I'm working in D.C.
D.C., okay. Yeah. Finance in D.C., okay.
Yeah.
Nice, okay. And then was economics was always your kind of your focus you knew kind of coming in?
No, I didn't. I was pre-med at first.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I took like bio, chemistry, all that.
Yeah.
And then I took one intro to econ class, and I was like, wow, I think this is for me. So then I totally changed.
Was it the professor? What was it?
I don't know. I think it just clicked. I've always grown up like a little bit more of like a mathy type of person. So I think the math aspect of econ really like stuck with me. I'm a math minor as well.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It just sort of clicked. Yeah.
Excellent. And what are your thoughts on these two road games coming up? Hopefully not your final NESCAC road trip because we could have a NESCAC quarterfinal that you can possibly travel to. What are your thoughts on final regular season NESCAC road trip?
I don't know. I'm excited. Playing at Tufts, playing at Conn. I think it's going to be really exciting games. Super competitive. I'm excited to sort of see what the team can do and flip around those NESCAC standings.
Yeah, you've had back-to-back wins over the Camels. One of the few NESCAC teams that's not ranked in the top five, right?
Yeah.
I mean, what's it like having this gauntlet every year?
Yeah, it's fun. It's definitely super fun, and I like the competition.
Great. Well, any other thoughts on this past week? A huge 2-0 week for Bates, right? Anything else you want to mention we haven't got to talk about?
I don't know. I'm just super pumped. I just want to keep the trajectory going. I think that overall the team is at a good like mindset, a good headspace, and I'm really looking forward to upcoming games.
Yeah, if the Bobcats win at Tufts, you'll be turning some heads, I'm sure. So.
Ooh, I love that.
Excellent. Lauren Wong, our female Bobcat of the week. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
The Bates men's lacrosse team is 8-3 overall, 4-3 in NESCAC play, and ranked number 14 in the country by the USILA. After a week that saw the Bobcats drop a close 13-10 contest to number 2 ranked Bowdoin before they bounced back on Saturday to win 17-13 at Hamilton. It's been a breakthrough year for Dan Anino's squad, and we chatted with first-year attacker Henry McCann, who has been a big contributor to the team's success. Well, Henry, first year for the men's lacrosse team. Welcome into the Bobcast. I want to talk a little bit about your background. Tell me a little bit about growing up from New Jersey. How did you first get into lacrosse? What made this your sport?
Yeah, I started playing because my older brother played for our youth town team, and I just picked it up in middle school, and I wasn't that serious about it until the beginning of high school, and then I started to play at MK, which is where I went for high school, and I really loved the sport and ended up coming here to Bates, so...
Yeah, what made Bates the place for you when you were looking at colleges?
Yeah, I visited a couple NESCACs, and I think the coaching staff and the guys on this team really spoke to me. A couple of them from New Jersey, I visited with Gray Doyle a couple of times, and I liked the guys on the team. I liked the team culture, and I knew that we were going to be in a good spot in a couple of years. So,
I feel like New Jersey is becoming kind of, or is, a lacrosse hotbed. Tell me a little about the culture there.
Definitely, yeah. It's kind of crazy. There's a lot of club lacrosse. Every summer I was playing in Delaware and in New York, Maryland. So a lot of New Jersey club teams, a lot of really good New Jersey high school teams. And I was fortunate enough to play against a bunch of really good players. So,
and then now, as a first year, you've come in to this program and they've had a lot of success this year, 8-3, 4-3 in NESCAC. What have you kind of been your first impressions of college lacrosse, of this experience so far, in terms of adjustments you've made from high school and then also the success the team is having this season?
Yeah, I think the first thing is that it's so fun. It's been really fun winning this year. I think I'm really happy for a bunch of the upperclassmen who went through a year or two of struggling and now are seeing a lot of success. And I think, college lacrosse is a lot of fun. It's definitely very different than my high school, and the speed of play is a lot faster, a lot more physical. And I think, you know, our record shows the type of team we are. I think we're a really gritty team that, you know, we're really close-knit, and we know what we can do well, and we know what we have to work on. But I think we're off to a really good start this season, and I'm excited for what we have left.
Yeah. Well, and tell me a little bit about your role on the team. You're an attacker. Obviously, you team up with a lot of the guys up front, like Riley McClure and whatnot. But tell me where you are kind of on offense. What do you expect to see from you out there?
Yeah, I've been playing with Connor, who's our senior captain, and Xander, who's a sophomore. They've been really helpful and give me a lot of tips and stuff about playing my first year here in the NESCAC. And I think we, along with we have one of the best attack lines in the NESCAC, I think. So I think our two midi lines and our attack line all together is just one of the best offenses in the country, honestly. I think our Hamilton game really shows that. It was really efficient. We were shooting really well, and I think everybody gets involved. We don't have one player that just takes control. We have a bunch of players that can put up a lot of points each game.
Yeah, the Hamilton game, a 17-13 win for the Bobcats. You guys got off to a very fast start in that game. How helpful is that?
Really helpful. Yeah. I think that's happened in a couple games. We haven't kept that in some games. Like, for example, the Bowdoin game, we kind of lost that lead. But I think we're really good when we get that lead. It's really important to start hot, and we've been doing that in a lot of games this season so far.
Lacrosse is so interesting to me. It's really a game of runs, seems like. Yeah. Why is that? Why is it like all of a sudden like one team will score four in a row, and then how do you put a stop to it if it happens?
I think because of face-offs and ground balls and turnovers, goalies can have a hot day. I think it really is a game of runs. If someone's playing really well, they can just take over the game, honestly, and that's been showed in multiple games this year. Like, for example, the Bowdoin game, unfortunately, we were on the wrong side of that. But, it's definitely a game of runs for sure.
Big opportunity this week. Couple big games coming up, home games. First of all, we've got number one Tufts coming to town, obviously, tomorrow. We're speaking on Tuesday, so tomorrow, Wednesday at 5:30. And then Senior Day will be great against Connecticut College. What are your thoughts on this chance against Tufts? Because obviously, Bowdoin's one of the top teams. So is Tufts. You showed you were hanging in there. Bowdoin maybe should have won that game. What are your thoughts on this opportunity?
Yeah, I think it's honestly, it's our biggest test yet. Definitely, Tufts is best team in D3. So it's gonna be a tough one. But I think we're gonna go out there with we've been playing really well the past couple of games. I think if we go in with a good game plan and a good mindset, we can just show 100% effort, like our coach was saying, 100% effort and 0% outcome, and just try our very best and see what happens.
We mentioned Coach Dan Anino in his fourth year now at the helm of the program. What do you kind of learn from him as a first year?
Yeah, he's a great coach. He's taught me so much already so far. It's very different than high school. He knows the game very, very well. So I think he's implemented a lot of things in our offense, even though he isn't even our offensive coordinator. He's been telling us a bunch of things that really helps us out, whether it's like these little things like pick play or big thematic ideas. So it's really helpful.
You mentioned like the differences from high school. Do the rules change at all in college?
For New Jersey lacrosse, there's no shot clock. That was a big thing I learned in the fall that I was not very used to. I still messed up a couple times here in the spring. I gotta remember that. But besides that, there's just a couple other little things, but nothing crazy. It's just a lot faster.
Yeah, so with the addition of the shot clock, that increases the speed a lot, right?
Definitely, 100%, yeah.
And then, in terms of like adjustments you had to make with that, just try to get a shot on target, you know, right?
Yeah, I think, you just got to be able to move a lot quicker with the shot clock. Mm-hmm. You got to get into your offense right away. And I think for high school, it's just kind of take my time and kind of just do whatever I want. But here, you got to be able to get into your play, get into your sets, and move the ball really fast.
You know, looking back on the season so far, did you have like any sort of welcome to the NESCAC moment kind of?
I would say, I don't know if there was a moment. I think, honestly, my Union game, I was very nervous for that game, but we came out and we won, so that was very fun. I think I got hit against Middlebury, and I was like, oh, yeah, this is definitely college lacrosse. I got knocked out, and that I felt that the next morning.
Yeah, I've noticed, you have pretty good size out there, you know, maybe compared to some of your opponents. How do you take advantage of that?
Yeah, I think I've been. That's been something I've been trying to work on this entire season. Mm. Coaches have been trying to tell me to use my body even more. I am definitely one of the bigger guys. I think trying to just use my frame and my size to be able to play physical and beat my guys over top center, get to my left hand is definitely something that I try to use my advantage.
Great. And then, I mean, academically speaking, what have there been any big adjustments in the classroom here at Bates?
Nothing crazy. I went to a private school in New Jersey, okay. So it's nothing crazy. I think the lacrosse is definitely a bigger change, but no, I've been loving it here, so it's been fun.
Undeclared major right now?
Yeah, I'm probably going to do econ, but I'm undeclared right now.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
What are some things that have stood out to you in the classroom so far?
Kind of professors and how they go about the class. There's not a lot of, like, for some of my classes at least, there's not a lot of, like, group stuff. It's kind of just like lecturing, and you kind of just got to listen and write your notes down. Mm. And if you don't get that note down, you're not going to be able to do well on the test. So just got to pay attention pretty much at all times and write everything down.
Yeah, certainly attention to detail.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, just like in lacrosse, perhaps.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, any other thoughts you wanted to share on the season so far? Anything else you wanted to mention we haven't got to talk about, or perhaps specifically the Hamilton win?
Yeah, I think our Hamilton win kind of shows what the type of team we are. Hamilton was on a hot run. I think they were winning like 6 out of their last 7 or 8 games, and we kind of shut them down. We started hot and kept going. I think that shows the type of offense we are, the type of defense. We had a bunch of guys that balled out. So just for the rest of the season, I think other NESCAC teams should be able to look out for us. I think we're a really, really good team, and I think we can prove a lot of people wrong this year.
Excellent. Henry McCann, he ranks 4th on the Bobcats in points this year. He's got 15 goals, 12 assists, a great debut season so far. And, of course, again, the Bobcats are home this week for 2 big games starting Wednesday against Tufts right there on Garcelon Field. Thanks so much for joining us on the Bobcast.
Thank you.
The women's golf team opens their spring season this Saturday and Sunday at the Jack Lehman Invitational, hosted by Amherst at Orchards Golf Club in South Hadley, Massachusetts. Team captains Meher Nidger and Kendall Reed join us for a preview. Both of you, before we talk about this upcoming season, I want to know, like, growing up, how did you first, like, both get into golf? Like, what made this kind of your sport growing up? Meher, we can start with you.
Yeah, it was nothing crazy for me. I was, like, 7 years old, and my parents had no idea what golf was, but my mom worked with someone who was related to golf, and they were like, just bring your daughter in and get her to try. And I had a couple of friends who also played golf, apparently, so that's what piqued my interest, just being with friends, and it was pretty fun. But nothing crazy, yeah, and I've been playing since then.
And Kendall, how about for you?
Yeah, my family randomly decided to start taking, like, family lessons when I was in middle school, just for like a fun family thing. And I don't think they really expected anything like come of it, but I guess I was better than they expected. And we all kind of enjoyed it a lot. So it started out as a family thing, and I was just kind of playing for fun. And then once I got to like high school, I started kind of taking it more seriously and competing more.
And Meher, you're from India. So tell me a little bit about what golf is like there. I mean, how much is there?
It's not that prevalent, especially as compared to the US, especially when I started. Like, as I said, my family barely knew what golf was. It's considered an elite sport in a way. So it's not very accessible in India, but it's growing a lot. And it's really nice seeing how, like, people from all over the world are competing in India now. Like, we had Akshay Bhatia play at a tournament in Delhi. And last year we had Rory McIlroy and Victor Hovland and Tommy Fleetwood go. So it's growing golf in India. It was super exciting to see that. But yeah, I think it's only upwards from here.
Great. And then Kendall, how did you first decide, when you wanted to, when you're looking at schools, what made Bates the place for you?
I was definitely looking at schools in New England because I wanted to kind of stay close to home. But I still wanted to be out of Connecticut. So Maine was kind of perfect for me. And I was looking at a few other NESCACs too. But when I came and I toured Bates, and it was like pretty memorable for me, and I really liked it. And I met like all the upperclassmen when I was getting recruited, and they were all really nice, and the program seemed really great. And I thought it was a perfect balance of like kind of everything I wanted in a school. I wanted a smallish school. I liked the distance from home. I liked the golf program, and also like the academics of it. Was kind of just like a perfect blend of everything that I was looking for in a school.
And then Meher, coming from India, when did you first come to the States? And then when did you decide, hey, Bates is where I want to go for college? Growing up, I mean, had you heard of Bates College? When did you first discover it?
Absolutely not. I even like halfway through my college process, I had no idea what Bates was, never heard of it. It was just randomly there in my college list that my counselor prepared. I never, to be honest, I never really paid attention to Bates. I was looking at other schools. But once I was talking to the coach, our coach at the time, and then we decided to have a call with the whole team at the time, with all the upperclassmen. And after I talked to everyone, I genuinely just really fell in love with the place. I explored more. I learned more about the team and what Bates had to offer community-wise, academics-wise. And it really connected to me. And I'm glad that I got to know more about Bates and I came here.
Strawberry Field is your high school. Where is that?
It's in northern India. It's in Chandigarh, India.
Okay. Yeah. So it's in your hometown.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, okay. So you did not come to like prep school or anything.
Absolutely. That, my first time in the U.S. was when I came for college. So.
What was your first impression of Maine, like stepping on campus for the first time at Bates?
My very first thought is that it's very easy to break into homes here.
But, is that what you did?
No, that was the very first thing I said to my coach when I came here. It's very easy to break into these homes. Well, but overall,
wait, why was that your impression? I need some more elaboration there.
Because I feel like where I come from, like India, every house is so gated. Like there's fences and like big gates everywhere. And here, there's just one house on the road and nothing around. And I was like, what? Like, do you guys lock your doors? Like, what? That was my very first impression of Maine. But other than that, it's a beautiful place.
Other than that.
Very beautiful place. Very different from, like, where I come from, a very densely populated area. So it's really nice to be here in kind of like an isolated place, very peaceful and small community.
That's the first time that's ever been answered. I've done 400 plus episodes. I like that, though. That's different. Yeah. You're both captains. So tell me a little about what's the process been like being a captain, Kendall.
Yeah, it's great. We have a pretty small team this year. And I think that's kind of made it easier, honestly, to get us closer and have like a strong bond between us this year. And I honestly feel like out of my 4 years here, this is like the closest that we've ever been, which is pretty awesome. And, you know, my hair is like a pretty awesome co-captain to work with. We're like really close. And of course, working with Ian too, this is his first year as our new coach, and he's been amazing and great to work with. And we all just feel really close with each other and with him. And yeah.
And so Meher, how about for you as a junior, what's it like being one of the captains here?
It's been amazing. Again, like, going off of Kendall, like, she's been a great co-captain. I'm really happy that we had this experience right before she's leaving. Oh. And with Ian, I think it's a really great team this year. And it's been really nice just being a teammate, but also leading the team in different ways. I think it's been a perfect balance.
Golf here in the United States, I mean, you mentioned it's not huge in India, but there are courses that you played at, obviously. So what are the courses like here compared to maybe growing up?
Oh, it's really different, especially the courses we play in the Northeast. I don't know about courses anywhere else. Right. I haven't really played. But I think courses here are harder for me. Personally, I come from a much flatter ground. Like, it's just not very slopey and hilly. But here, I think just walking on these courses, like, you just get so out of breath. It's just like, it feels like you've played for like hours and hours. It takes much longer to play here. I think that's the biggest difference for me, just the slopes and the terrain overall. It makes it harder.
Yeah, that's one thing. Remind people that, you know, in competitive collegiate golf, you're on carts. You're walking the course, right,
yeah,
Kendall?
Yeah, it can be a workout sometimes. Yeah.
And Martindale, our home course, hilly as well. But what are your thoughts on Martindale kind of being able to train there and everything?
Yeah, honestly, it kind of makes it easier when we go play other courses that are also hilly, like Martindale. I mean, the first hole is like, you already start off, it's like very hilly to walk up. And the last hole too at Martindale is like a really long par five that's like kind of just straight uphill. But it honestly, I feel like it gives us kind of an advantage because we become used to that practicing there all the time.
And this spring, we had a couple tournaments in advance of NESCACs, and the women's golf team really finished the fall season strong, winning the NEIGA championship. So how cool was that?
It was so nice. It was a perfect end to the fall season. I think we had a great group of people playing, and all of us, like, place in the top five or top 10, I guess, and we got like honors, and it was just amazing. Everyone ended on a good note, and it was just a really good experience for the team.
Yeah, and Kendall, you know, gearing up for NESCACs, how important are these two tournaments here? Because you haven't played an actual tournament, you know, since the fall,
right? Yeah, it's pretty tough to start the spring season after, you know, being in Maine for a few months and it's pretty hard to get outside. I think our spring trip really helped with that. Last year we weren't able to do one, but this year we went to Florida and we were able to get outside. The weather was awesome and we played really nice long courses, which I think helped us a lot. And, you know, courses are starting to open up in Maine a bit. Martindale hasn't, but we've been playing at like Fox Ridge and a few other courses in the state, which has helped. So I think, you know, that'll help us going into this weekend.
Yeah, because I was talking to Henry on the men's golf team. They went to North Carolina, but the women's golf team went to Florida.
Yeah.
Okay, so Meher, what was that trip like for you?
It was really nice. I'm so glad we went out there. I think it was just a great confidence boost for all of us just getting out there to play. Because I feel like courses here have started to open up, but they're not in really great condition. So it's not very helpful to practice there. So I think just playing in Florida, you know, getting coached and kind of getting ready for the season was extremely helpful.
Both of you touched on, you know, playing for our new head coach, Ian Gould. Tell me a little bit about what's he been like, you know, as a coach. What have you learned from him?
Yeah, he's been awesome. We all really love him. He's a really great coach, you know, helping us with anything that we need golf-wise. But he's also just a really great person, and he's really great to just have conversations with and hang out with and walk the course with. Last season, I really enjoyed having him like walk holes with me during tournaments, and he was really great at like helping me read putts and kind of just keeping me like mentally cool, whether it was because I needed some like advice or just kind of like talk about something else to get my mind off of like a bad shot or something. He's been really great this year.
Meher, how about for you?
Yeah, same. Like, I think he's a very like chill, cheery person, so it's really nice having someone like that lead us on the team. I think it fits our environment, our needs very nicely. And yeah, he's been a great coach. For me personally, when I was on campus for Feb break, he like came to visit me and like coached me in the sim room, which was really helpful. So it's just really nice having him like available for us, like to coach us at any time. Like, he kept coming to the sim room to coach us during off season when he could. And even during the fall, like, great leadership, and which is why, like, we were able to win two tournaments. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, excellent. And then, I mean, you're both upperclassmen, so tell me a little bit about, you know, when you first came to Bates till now, what part of your golf game you think has improved the most, and what are you maybe still working on?
I think, honestly, my mental game has probably improved the most because it's definitely something I still struggle with a lot, but I think, you know, looking at my senior season now from compared to like my years as an underclassman, I have a lot better of a mindset now. Like, I'm a competitive person, but I'm also, you know, I'm trying to look at it this whole year as like, this is my last year getting to play like free golf at like these really nice courses and be with like these like girls that I love and like a really awesome coach. And you know, I'm just going into it now. I go into each tournament viewing it as like, I'm going to play as best I can and have fun and enjoy it.
I would also say my mental game, but in the sense of that, I feel much more independent and I trust myself more as a player since I've come to college, just because of the environment. I feel like back home, we had our coach available to us at all times, like multiple lessons a week. We also were kind of required to have caddies at tournaments. It was just that kind of like interdependency at the time that, oh, like, he's going to tell me what to do. He's going to tell me what to do. But coming here, also managing so many tournaments with academics and social life and other things, you kind of create this balance and trust within yourself. And not having a caddy, I think it's a great thing. Personally, it has made me like learn so much about my own game, my mental game, and kind of just make better decisions for myself.
Yeah, and this was a while ago now, but I guess it was last spring, late spring, early summer, Golf Digest came to Bates. Mm-hmm. Meher, so you were part of that kind of project, yes, the exactly. Filming, the video. It aired on their website, like a kind of like a design your dream golf course. What was that experience like for you?
It was so cool. I just never expected to do anything like that. It was such a great experience the whole day. We met so many amazing people who worked at Golf Digest, and just walking the course, like listening to everyone talk about how you can approach different holes from different perspectives. Like, I don't usually do that in the sense that I just have a very fixed kind of view of how to approach a hole. But learning so much about that, I think it has opened my mind to when I play golf, like, what are the different things I can look at? How can I see the same hole from different perspectives? And then also designing the course was super cool. It was so fun. We thought about so many different ways you could, like, make a course hard, but like accessible. It was just a really good concept.
Excellent. It is D3 week now, a national initiative talking about why D3, why Division III. What's the best part about being a Division III student athlete?
Yeah, I think definitely at such an academically rigorous school like Bates, it's like I was saying earlier, that was one of the main things I was looking for in a college. And I think being able to have that side of it while also like playing a competitive sport. And of course, the NESCAC is like a very competitive conference in D3. So I think it's really like the best of both worlds. And it's like, obviously sometimes it's hard to balance, but it's definitely manageable. And it's really great to be able to have like both those sides of the college life.
I think exactly that. It's like the perfect balance for what I need for myself. Like I have my own priorities, but I think just being able to play golf in the NESCAC conference is such a great privilege, but also being able to, you know, engage in rigorous studies and like pursue career paths, like it's academics here are amazing, but also being able to play as a team and just have a social life, do so much more outside of golf and academics, just the perfect balance.
You are both psychology majors.
Yes.
So what's that degree like? What are you focused on? Kendall, you're a senior. What are your post-college ideas here?
Yes. Well, right now I'm working on my senior thesis.
Yes.
Mount David Summit is this Friday, yep. Which I'm nervous for, but excited. And I'm really interested in forensic psychology. So my thesis is about how people's support of the death penalty affects their perception of wrongful convictions. So that's kind of like my area that I'm really interested in. And I'm hoping to, after Bates, I'm in the process right now of applying to research assistant jobs at labs and universities. So I'm hoping to do that for a year or two and then go on to get my PhD in clinical psychology and work in the criminal justice system.
Awesome. Maher, how about for you? I mean, similar, are you ever asked mm-hmm. Kendall about what's like a year ahead?
Yeah. I think as a junior, I'm just planning thesis right now, ideas. I'm really interested in sports psychology and sports business. So I'm just kind of like thinking about ideas around that, talking to a bunch of professors about what could be a good fit for my thesis. But apart from that, just focusing on summer, trying to get internships, interviewing and stuff. I've applied to a lot of that, a lot of internships and programs. I've interviewed a lot. I still have a couple coming up. So that's kind of stressful, but it's also exciting. And I'm excited for what's coming for the summer, but then just thesis and hopefully grad school.
Sounds great. Any other thoughts either of you wanted to share on the upcoming women's golf spring season, a couple tournaments, and then NESCACs we haven't got to talk about perhaps?
One thing that's really exciting is we have a new assistant coach, Jeff Willett. He's a caddy on the PGA Tour, so we're really excited about what he's going to bring to the program. We're actually meeting him today on call, so
okay. We're
really looking forward to that. But yeah, other than that, I think we're feeling pretty good about the season, like tournaments we've played before, and the NESCAC championship is at Taconic Golf Club, which we're pretty familiar with. Mm-hmm. Like we've played it a lot pretty much every season. Mm-hmm. So we're feeling good about that.
Yeah, we're really excited about this upcoming season. And like Maher said, we're playing at Taconic for NESCACs this year, which last year we played at Hamilton, which was, it was a bit tough because it's like seven and a half hour drive. So, and Taconic's like a great course, and like Maher said, we're all pretty familiar with it. So I think that'll help us a lot this year. And we're definitely very excited to have some more help with the assistant coach coming. My last season. I'm excited.
Excellent. Yeah, the Bobcats are at South Hadley, Massachusetts. It's Orchards Golf Club. They're there this weekend. Then Trinity Hartford Spring Invitational for the women is April 18th and 19th. NESCACs, May 1st through 3rd, three rounds, right? That should be interesting. Mm-hmm. They're at Taconic. Kendall and Maher, thanks so much for joining us on the Bobcast.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
The women's lacrosse team celebrated Senior Day on Saturday, and there are two more senior celebrations this week, starting with the men's lacrosse team Saturday against Connecticut College and Sunday's women's tennis match against Amherst. Check out the complete Bates athletic schedule at gobatesbobcats.com, and we'll catch you next time on the Bates Bobcast.